Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's pretty tough. It was a good feeling, but it was definitely emotional. I try to keep it together.
What does this mean to you in the future of the message that you've been able to overcome so far?
No, I think it's just starting. It's so much more that needs to be done, and it's just encouraging to see, more and more people are talking about it, and there's a lot more work to be done. I think it's fine to talk about it and all, but the changes needs to be made. No, I mean, it's how I feel now, but that kind of the message there is a lot of people, or majority of people, are ashamed and are ashamed of their flaws, if you want to say it that way. And in the end of the day, I think that everyone deals with something. It's just different issues gets put in different pockets and different sections. So a lot of people has some type of mental issues that has a lot of success, and I think there's a tremendous amount of people that just it's not out front and open about it that are extremely successful. So it's a lot of change that needs to be made in the end of the day. I mean, it's been a long journey since I left Buffalo there and went to rehab and kind of start taking steps to change my life, and it's not been easy. So I guess like the perseverance is that it's not giving up, and just trust the process, trust all the things that I know I need to do with the support system that I've had from my wife to everyone else around me. But there's definitely been. It's still going to be ups and downs. I think everyone has ups and downs. And the problem before with me, with my issues, was my downs were very low and pretty long. And same with my ups, same thing. But now I'm, diagnosed and medicated, and I've learned a tremendous amount on how to deal with my issues. And I still have a lot to learn, but it's incredibly manageable. And I think that's why a lot of people need to take that first step, right? No, I mean, it represents so much. It represents so much personally to me, my wife, my family. But, things that I've had such an incredible outpour of support, and there's so many people that's tried to contact me that I still haven't been able to get to yet, but they just, are scared or to take that first step, scared of doing the things that's necessary to kind of turn their lives around, and that's incredibly rewarding. I had a dinner with all the doctors from the program the other day, and they obviously don't tell me names or anything, but they say there's a lot of people that's reached out to them and start getting help because of me being outspoken, and if that was just being one person, it'd be worth it. But we as players in this league, GMs, whoever it might be, there needs to be some change to kind of to open it up, because why it's been so successful for me this year is because I was open with it. I think the program for the first time was able to work together with the team. So it's the program and the team together has been able to be on the same page and do the right things, and it's been a good collaboration. problem is majority of people or all people, it's not going to come out and be open about it to the team. So the team part is going to be not involved, because as soon as that comes to light, it's going to affect your financial future. It's going to affect negotiations, contract, or whatever it might be, because it's going to turn into a risk. It's been great from everyone there. Miss everyone, all the teammates in Buffalo, incredible people. But I mean, that's one of the big things when it comes to both mental illness and addiction. You know, we're very good at suffering in silence. We're very good at going about our own business and try to hide it, because in the reality is that's the stigma. We don't want anyone to see. Everyone that has issues don't want to show it, because it's going to affect your professional life. It's going to affect how people think of you, because reality of the matter is people do think of you differently if you have different issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.